Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. You can go there and listen to the show any time of day or night, including the archive shows going back to almost the beginning of the year. All this thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the show, we're going to be speaking with the inimitable Robert Knott, and we will also be speaking with Cindy Kahn and Cynthia Ruffin about things that are going on this weekend in Santa Fe. Right now, I'd like to introduce New Mexico Congressman Tom Udall. He joins us to talk about the issues brought up by a film that's opening today at the Santa Fe Film Center. It's called Maxed Out, Hard Times, Easy Credit, and the Era of Predatory Lenders. Welcome, Congressman Udall, to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you this morning?
Great. It's wonderful to have you. How are you?
Thank you. Just great. It's a pleasure.
According to this film, which is the second film on this subject that's come to Santa Fe in the last few months, the majority of Americans are in big trouble with credit card debt and other types of debt, and the lion's share of the money that they owe is interest, not even the loan itself. What's happening here? How much of this is predatory lending? How much of it is irresponsible consumer culture?
I think, first of all, this is part of a bigger picture in America of moving away from policies that help the middle class to policies which help the wealthier and more prosperous among us. And so we're seeing that in the debt area, and specifically that's what this film highlights, and how, number one, the credit card companies are being completely irresponsible about the way they advertise debt, the way they mail people credit cards, they mail into college dorms and recruit people. So they're out of control, and the debt situation has grown worse and worse. Now, people that have a little bit of income and have a little bit of property, they can get regular loan rates, but middle-class families and poorer families really get hammered. And so I think it's part of this bigger picture of the policies favoring the rich. You know, President Bush has tax policies over the last 6 years where the middle class is being hurt by the tax policies, and the wealthy are doing very well. And you can look at numerous policies put in place by the Republican Congress. For example, the Bankruptcy Act, which I think is highlighted in this film, also prevents the middle class, when they really get in a jam because of health care expenses and a catastrophic illness, prevents them from filing bankruptcy. And once again, others that have income can find a way to do it through their company or hire a lawyer and manipulate the situation. It's not a good scene, I don't think, for America. I think we're a land of opportunity, and we ought to be trying to open up that opportunity to every single one of our citizens.
The film makes the point that banks and credit card companies make their largest profits off the people who are least able to pay, namely the poorest and most debt-ridden citizens. In other words, a bank has more to gain from lending to a person who can't pay them back than from lending to a person who pays off their bills, pays on time, pays early. What's going on with that? How do we understand that?
Well, Mary Charlotte, what actually happens here is that you're getting a payback situation where people are paying under the very highest interest rates. And so if they can get onto their credit card and then run the credit card way up, the term maxed out is maxed out on your credit card, and then pay the monthly minimum. Well, by paying the monthly minimum on your credit card, you're paying almost the highest interest rate that exists, rather than somebody who is able to pay the credit card on time or have another credit situation where the credit is much lower. And that's the situation that many middle-class families are facing because it's been so tough the last generation for middle-class families. I mean, in order to even keep up in terms of income, both members of the family have had to go to work. And that has created a difficult situation in terms of taking care of the kids, and also a difficult situation in terms of just getting the basics done in making a living.
The film shows some ordinary citizens, mothers whose lives have been touched by tremendous loss and tragedy as a result, direct result of unpayable credit card debt. They've gone to Washington to lobby for legislation, only to find that their legislators are in the pocket of credit card companies and banks who contribute to their campaigns. What's your perspective on this as a legislator? I mean, is that how you see your colleagues? Are you pressured in that way yourself?
Well, first of all, I think it's pretty clear in the last 6 years until we had a change in the Congress at the first of this year that the pieces of legislation that we're passing were much more favorable to the wealthy in our society. I gave some examples earlier of the Bush tax cuts, of the bankruptcy law, and I'm just very disappointed to see that happen. I hope that under this new Congress that's come in, we won't do that as much. But I will tell you that the people that contribute to political campaigns are the large interests. They're the credit card companies and the banks and the people that are carrying out these policies that we've been talking about that are not advantageous to the middle class and to the poor. So by contributing and by participating with lobbyists in a big way, they have more influence on the system. I'm trying to change that with a campaign finance reform piece of legislation that I just announced last week to take all private money, all corporate money out of these elections and go to a fundamentally new system. So I think that the big interests that contribute, they have a lot more influence, and I'm hoping that Democrats will have the courage to step up and completely change the system so we can do what the people want and so that the people's voices are heard.
George Bush's top contributor, according to this film, Maxed Out, that's opening today at the Santa Fe Film Center, his biggest contributor is MBNA, the country's second largest credit card issuer. What is the president and his administration's stand on the issue of consumer debt?
The president hasn't, as far as I know, come up with any policies that tackle this problem. President Bush signed the Bankruptcy Act, which made it much, much more difficult for middle-class Americans to file a bankruptcy. All of the research shows that in many cases, the middle-class people filing for bankruptcy were doing it because of a catastrophic situation in the family. They had health care expenses that went out of control. There was a breakup in the family, and one partner was stuck with debt that was accumulated by another partner. I mean, there was a catastrophic business loss that affected the family. Those kinds of situations happen to middle-class families, and that's what the bankruptcy law is there to do. So when we pass that bankruptcy law, we hurt middle-class families' access to the bankruptcy system, and we didn't rein in at all the irresponsible behavior of the credit card companies targeting young people, mailing credit cards to college dorms, doing those kinds of things. And so I'm hoping with the new Congress that we have that we'll tackle some of these issues and reform some of these laws and move in the direction of opening up opportunity for everyone, opening up credit for everyone on equal terms. I mean, I really think that's what America's about. And let me just mention one other situation here in New Mexico. On our Indian reservations in some of our poorer communities, we have what are called payday loans. And the payday loan situation is completely out of control. But there you have extreme interest rates. In the past, what we would have called loan sharking. And this happens with people turning over their check and getting a loan on the check that is so excessive that we're talking about rates of anywhere from 300% to 700%. So we've got some reform here to do at the state level. I know Governor Richardson and others have been tackling that. I've got a bill in that I just introduced in Washington at the federal level, and I hope this new Congress will pass it.
You know, the United States government on a federal level seems to be a mirror of its citizens in the sense that it has incurred huge debts. It borrows against things like the Social Security Trust Fund. It spends more. This is something that just blew my mind from the film. It spends more. Our government, our tax money, goes more to interest on our loans than it does to Homeland Security, education, and health care combined. One person in the film asked, what is or what should be the exit strategy? Congressman Udall, what do you think?
You're saying the exit strategy for this whole...
For the debt problem, yeah, for our trillion-whatever-dollar national debt.
Well, the first thing we need to do is what we did at the beginning of the year and institute what are called PAYGO rules for the Congress and for the budget for the United States. And a PAYGO rule means that you, if you're going to spend more money than you have, you have to find a way to pay for it. And that goes for tax cuts and it goes for spending. And the PAYGO rules have forced us, which is a good thing, of when we bring a bill to the floor of the Congress, if we try to increase a portion of that bill, we have to find an area in the bill to cut, or we have to propose where we're going to get the money someplace else in the system. And so we've been trying. 8 years I've been in the Congress, and I've been advocating for PAYGO rules, and we just barely put them in at the first of the year in this new Congress. So that's one step. Then we need presidents that are going to present responsible budgets. Here you have President Bush the last 6 years spending like a drunken sailor in terms of Homeland Security and defense and not paying for it. And so he's created $3 trillion of new debt for this country in this 6 short years. And then he turns around when the new Congress comes in and pretends like he's for a honest budget system and he doesn't like deficits. I mean, it's the height of hypocrisy to see that kind of situation, and we're trying to force him to come up with an honest budget, and we're putting these PAYGO rules in place and trying to present an honest budget to him. But it's very difficult because these kinds of things are not exposed. They're in the detail of what's happening in the budget system. I think people would be absolutely amazed to learn that of our $8 trillion of debt that exists, $3 trillion of it was created in the last 6 years under President Bush, and yet he claims to be fiscally conservative.
We're talking to Congressman Tom Udall. The Democratic legislators, senators, and representatives are really under the same pressures to mount campaigns as Republicans. Do you feel that the Democrats are any better able to resist the kinds of influences that we've heard in large part about Republican lobbyists?
Well, I've been able to resist them because I rely a lot on my people here at home, and I think the important thing as a legislator and a representative is to do what is right for the people in your district and advocate for them. I don't see the fundamental problem being raising money. It's where the money's coming from, and that's why when I talk about fundamental change, I'd like to take all of the money out of the private money out of the system, the corporate money, the union money, the personal money, and create a campaign fund that where America contributes to the campaign fund, and you create a fund like that. Then you have money where it's given to all the campaigns and third-party campaigns if they can qualify, and they can run their campaign, but they aren't out begging every day for money from special interests. That's what corrupts the system, is so much money from special interests, and it does have an influence in the long run. So I just hope that we move towards fundamental change when it comes to campaign finance. But unfortunately now, the special interests have too much impact and the voices of the people aren't really heard.
You have introduced a Payday Loan Reform Act. Is that on a national level, that this would be for the whole United States?
That's right. I've introduced a bill in the Congress that would deal with payday loan reform for national banks. The state part of this needs to be dealt, the state bank situation needs to be dealt with at the state level, and I believe Governor Richardson is trying to do that, working with the New Mexico legislature. Basically, what this would do is prohibit the situation which I told you about earlier, where you have a loan based on a paycheck, and the interest rate is exorbitant in the range of anywhere from 300 to 700%. It would just prohibit federal banks from being able to make that kind of loan.
And what about, are you hoping at some point, if not in this bill, to address high credit card debts and fees, such as the 25 to 50% interest rates that a lot of people actually do pay on their credit cards?
We don't address it in this bill. I think Congress should address this. I'm urging Barney Frank, who's the chairman of the Financial Services Committee, to take a look at that whole issue. I think we should revisit in that same, in re-looking at that issue, we should look at the Bankruptcy Reform Act also and make sure that that we allow middle-class families, when they hit catastrophic situations, to file for bankruptcy and start again.
Congressman Tom Udall, we want to thank you so much for talking with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and we hope to have you on again when the whole issue of campaign finance reform comes up.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. Always great to be on KSFR.
We love to have you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Congressman Tom Udall. And the film is called Maxed Out, Hard Times, Easy Credit, and the Era of Predatory Lenders. It screens tonight at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Film Center, and then tomorrow and Sunday at 5:30 in the afternoon. The Santa Fe Film Center is on St. Michael's Drive. We're going to take a little break right now to hear from our beloved underwriters. Stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Cindy Kahn. She's Visual Arts Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts, and Cynthia Ruffin, who is from Wise Fool. Both of them are talking about amazing things that are going on this weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Marisha.
Thank you.
Cindy, what's happening at the CCA? You've got a great photographic event this weekend.
We sure do. On tomorrow night, we have our sixth annual photography auction, which is the fundraiser for the Center for Contemporary Arts. It is from 6 until 9:30 p.m. It features live and silent auctions, catering by Tsuki Village Market, and all sorts of great events.
Now, the photographs come from where?
They're all donations. Most of them are donations from local photographers and local collectors. We have an incredible array of photography, both in the live and silent this year, by far the best we've ever had. Names like Philip Lorca de Cosha, Nick Nikosha, Bernice Abbott, Arthur Leipzig, Erica Blumenfeld, just an incredible array of photography this year.
Have you selected it all? I mean, are you the one who has to sift through and place it?
I am. I ask all of the local photographers that I really admire and respect to donate work, and we have a lot of local galleries and dealers who have supported us for years. And I think each year it gets better because I'm able to ask them, and you know, the more successful each year goes, the better it does. And we give 20% back to all the local artists who donate on the selling price of their piece, which really gives good incentive and fits our mission in giving back to the local artists in our community.
Photography is a medium that has been collected by people who could no longer afford oil paintings and original works of
Absolutely.
Art, so that it becomes its whole own fascinating collection.
It really does. Last year we invited Denise Bethel, who is the head auctioneer and the head of the photographs department at Sotheby's, and she gave a really fascinating lecture about photography and collecting photography, and it still remains one of the primary mediums that are untapped, that are still a great value, and photography collections are really building right now as oil paintings and other types of art are really escalating and almost at the very top of the bubble of their market. So it's a good investment as well as a good donation for CCA.
So the number at the CCA is 982-1338. People can call there and ask for more information. What time, where and what time should people go if they want to go?
Well, the exciting part about this auction, aside from the art itself, is that this is the first event in our newly renovated warehouse space. It is not quite done yet, but people will get a preview of how incredible the space will be. It's 6,000 square foot, all for visual arts, and it has just come along phenomenally fast and well. And so it'll be a great way to preview the space. It's in the warehouse. And also all of the work is available online at ccasantafe.org. You can preview live, silent, proxy bid if you can't make it to the event itself. It starts at 6 and again goes till about 9:30 tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night. And Cynthia Ruffin, you were with Wise Fool New Mexico.
Yes.
What is Wise Fool?
Wise Fool is, oh my gosh. Wise Fool is a local anarchist circus and political theater company. Basically, in a nutshell. And this weekend we have Bust, which is opening and running just for the weekend. It is the culmination of the six-week women's workshop, women's circus performance workshop.
So now, we have six-week women's performance. Is that people who are already skilled in trapeze and stuff like that, or people who have never done anything?
Mostly people who have never, ever done any kind of circus work before. We've got a couple women who are from as far as Miami that have come through to do this workshop. Some from, you know, Michigan and San Francisco, but mostly local women. All women who've never done any kind of circus work before. All who wanted to join this workshop really basically to reach beyond their own personal best. It's kind of like one of the missions of this workshop, and to build community and to really try something that they've never tried before. So it's been amazing and intense and beautiful.
What are some of the things that stretch people's limits, things they've never tried before?
Well, on the one hand, there are the really, really physical things, like doing static trapeze or aerial fabric, and you can kind of see
what is static trapeze.
Oh, well, trapeze is a swinging bar,
right?
Like you see in the circus a lot of the time, but it swings back and forth. In static trapeze, you have choreographed dance that actually happens on a trapeze that doesn't really swing back and forth. And then the same thing with like the hoop kind of twirls, and you can do work on it. Same thing with fabric. So you can kind of immediately see that those are really challenging things to do, and they are. The people have been building really specific physical skills to do them.
Is it dangerous? I mean, are they always falling on their heads and into the net?
No.
We're knocking on wood here in the radio cafe.
No one's fallen on their head yet. We do the work with crash mats underneath. And, you know, the work starts low, you know, so as they build confidence and strength, they can go higher onto the equipment. And nobody's really fallen yet. They're really only about 10 feet up off the ground. So the fall wouldn't be a very big fall anyway, kind of thing. And their teachers, they're spotting them all the time.
So Bust, what is Bust? Is it focus on the circus or on the theater or some of both?
Some of both. Because, I mean, it's circus arts, but we do have a strong component that's clown and improv. So it's funny because you were asking, you know, what are some of the hard things to do? And a lot of people don't think that clown and improv would be very hard necessarily to do, but that is actually one of the things that we've had the most resistance with women wanting to do it at all. Women have said, no, I can't do clown. It's hard to stand there and really open yourself up and try to be and find who your own clown character is.
Right.
You know?
Very interesting.
So it's theatrical as well as...
So that's the psychological part.
She said. You better believe it.
So this is all happening when?
This happens this weekend. Performances are this weekend at the James A. Little Theater, Saturday, July 7th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 8th at 2 p.m.
7 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, Wise Fool Bust. Thank you so much, Cynthia Ruffin and Cindy Kahn.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now, and we will be with Robert Knott in just a moment. Stay tuned to KSFR. I would like now to welcome... Wait a minute. Who are you? You don't look like Robert Knott. Oh, it is Robert Knott, but he grew a mustache. I almost didn't recognize him. Robert Knott, the new Robert Knott, is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, the Friday arts supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's here with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, new Robert.
The new Robert. I'm the same old Robert.
I mean, you looked so different. You grew a mustache.
I'm trying to become a new man, but that means I'm going to change my name.
Well, listen, before we do anything else, I want to let people know that we have a ticket giveaway today, and we've got four pairs of tickets, and the caveat is you have to pick them up by 9:30, let's say by 10, here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. because I have them in my hand. And they are tickets to the Madrid Chili Festival, which is happening tomorrow. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? And I will find the flyer that has all the details on it in just a moment. But if you would like a pair of tickets to the Madrid Chili Festival at the Madrid Ballpark tomorrow, doors open at 12 in the, I guess they're doors, whatever, gates open at 12 noon, you can give Mary Lynn a call at 428-1382, and you have to promise to come to the Santa Fe Baking Company today and pick them up. Robert, what is happening in Santa Fe this weekend?
We're going to jump to Madrid first, that chili festival, which is taking place tomorrow. We have it in the Plaza Tiempo calendar starting at 9 a.m., but I'm not sure if it is noon.
No, this might be, I don't know.
It's down, but you can check out www.madridchilifestival.net. I know some people in Madrid aren't happy about it because this guy put it together based on the movie Wild Hogs, which incredibly is still playing at UA North, but it's happening on Saturday. Go if you like. If you go to Madrid, there's also the Madrid Melodrama, 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. They're doing a sing-along show called Bloodlines. That's in the Engine House Theater. And there's also the Johnson's and Madrid Galleries of Fine and Fiber Art. They have several openings tomorrow with a reception from 2 to 4 p.m. So there's several things happening in Madrid. There's a couple other galleries like the Old Winch House and Paul Olson Gallery that have openings. So if you want to go to Madrid on Saturday, there's a lot to do. Meanwhile, art openings in Santa Fe, there's about 30 tonight. Check out the Paso Tiempo calendar, page 90, to get a good rundown. But I'll list about 10 of them. 78th Street Gallery on 357 East Alameda Street has I Paint Color, a group show of paintings. Reception 5 to 7:30. Backstreet Bistro is reopened. They went away for a couple weeks vacation. That's a great little sandwich shop over there on Camino de los Marques. And they're having some pastels by Carol Olson and paintings by Mark Frossard. It's called Vibrancy. They're having a reception tonight, 5:30 p.m. Show runs through August. I got to mention C Gallery. C like C, the word like C as in...
ABC.
Charlotte.
Yes.
That ain't bad. And they're doing Obsessive Furniture. This is work by Johnny Swing. They're at 708 Canyon Road. Reception's 5 to 7. The show runs through July 23rd. And all I can tell you is... Robert Knott isn't such a hot name, but Johnny Swing, that is like the best name. I don't know if Johnny likes it, but it's like, Johnny Swing. Man, it would be so cool to be Johnny Swing, wouldn't it? Anyway, apparently what do you call the thing like two or three people sit on in the living room, a couch? He made a couch out of 7,000 nickels. He put them all together, so it's a nickel couch. So, and that's going to be there. So, the nickels and stainless steel couch. I was wondering, 7,000 nickels, how much money is that?
Robert.
No, what's that add up to?
It's a lot of money, Robert. Hundreds of dollars.
Huh, because if you could buy it for less than that and then you resold it, you'd make a profit. Anyway, Charlotte Jackson Fine Art on Marcy Street has the Ark paintings, which is work by Charles Arnoldi. Elizabeth Cook Romero did a nice piece on him in today's Paso Tiempo. Canyon Road Contemporary Art at 403 Canyon Road has paintings by Javier Lopez Barbosa, very colorful stuff, reception 5 to 7 p.m. Further up Canyon Road, Claudia Marr Gallery has new paintings by Michael Sokolis, and another terrific story by Elizabeth Cook Romero about him in today's Pasa. He does pictures and paintings of people walking on, you know when you walk on a tightrope, only it's not a tightrope, it's an electrical wire, what is that?
What?
The people walk on electrical wires. They climb telephone poles and they walk across the wires.
I've never seen that.
Well, that's why you got to go see the show at Claudia Marr. They've also got some neo-Victorian sculptural bouquets by Jamie Valero Perendonis and work by Jan Ramondi. So there's quite a few artists up there at Claudia Marr, 668 Canyon Road, reception 5 o'clock. And downtown, the Monroe Gallery and Don Gaspar has Speak Truth to Power, political photographs, group show, reception 5 to 7. Monica Caden Fine Arts over on Alto Street. She's got a Bronx sculpture garden, metalwork, reception 10 to 6 today. 514A Alto Street. The Moon, which is where Warehouse 21 is currently housed. 519 Sorrios Road has The Summer of Love. Remember that song? The Summer of Love is when we love. Because love is what we love. Photos by Lisa Law.
I would like to tell people that last week at this,
what happened?
Before, the first segment I had Ken Knight on from the Men's Camerata.
Oh, and those guys.
And then you came on, and I got a call from Ken Knight afterwards, and I saved the message, I'll play it for you later, saying Robert Knott passed his audition, and he is now, if he wants to be, part of the Men's Camarada. Are you going to join?
That's nice. Thanks. He offered me a position there or something.
Just
like
on the
that.
Basis of your on-air audition.
Bad. I can't do anything to the autumn. I got a pretty busy schedule over at the Pasta Tampa. They keep wanting me to write and stuff. You'd never know it. But thank you. That was very, what do you call it when you're flattered?
You say, I'm flattered. Flattering. Right. It was very...
All right. So the Patina Gallery has some jewelry show tonight. Peter Schmidt, Michael Zobel, Atelier Zobel, 5:30 p.m. They're down on Palace Avenue. Peterson Cody across the street has an opening. Divas. That sounds great. Still Life's by Jane Jones, 5 to 7:30. I think a couple of the other Palace Avenue galleries have openings tonight because it's the first Friday in July, Palace Avenue Art Walk. So if you don't want to go to Canyon Road... walk on down there. And finally, over on Johnson Street, Works on Paper has New Mexico Summer, which is a group show with a reception from 5:30 to 7:30. You'll see the cover story of Paso Tiempo. Film Noir starts next Thursday night. It's actually going to be more in tune with talking about it next Friday on the show because it runs through the following Thursday. But it does kick off Thursday night with special guest star Mickey Rooney on hand for a screening of Babyface Nelson, where he plays a gangster with a machine gun. He shoots a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Thursday night, and there's a great cover story in Paso Tiempo. I wrote it.
Hey, how about Felines and Friends? A cat rescue organization is holding a pet adoption at Petco this Saturday. That's tomorrow from 12 to 3. This week's cat of the week is Becky, a young and beautiful tortoiseshell female who gets along with other cats and dogs, too. Again, Petco, 12 to 3 tomorrow. For more information, call 316-CAT-1.
I like when you scratch a cat, like, right on the top of the back, right before the tail, and their tail stands up because they're all happy, and they go...
Dogs do that, too.
And sometimes they start licking themselves because they're so excited. It's fun. What time is it?
8:41.
Okay. Music with O'Keefe. Performance by flutist Carol Redman and Charlie Drobeck. 5 o'clock tonight, Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Courtyard, 217 Johnson Street.
And
no
how about
charge.
The Georgia O'Keeffe celebration on the plaza tomorrow?
I was about to get to that, but since you brought it up, go ahead, dilapidate.
No, you go ahead.
No, go on. You can exonerate yourself with it.
Well, you've got the paper in front of you, and I don't.
All right, well, I'll get there in a second. Tonight's music with O'Keeffe, even though she's not there, she's dead, but there's music. And then tomorrow is OK Day. Remember that movie, Gunfight at the OK Corral, with that great song by Frankie Lane? OK Corral. That's terrific. What were we talking about? Oh, OK Day. So the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum is having this big celebration. They want the whole world to come and celebrate with them. And it's tomorrow, 10 to 5 p.m. on the plaza, as well as over at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, which, in case you did not know, is at 217 Johnson Street, within walking distance of the plaza if you happen to be a tourist who inadvertently turned on the radio show and are saying, who the hell's that guy? They're going to have live music. They're going to have food. They're going to have art-making activities. Makes sense, because O'Keeffe herself used to occasionally fiddle around with drawings and stuff, trees and etc., flowers. Also, it's the 10th anniversary of the George O'Keeffe Museum this summer, so they're going to have a whole summer-long slew of special events, and this is one of them. So tomorrow, hang out on the plaza, 10 to 5. It's like the pancake breakfast, only no pancakes and no breakfast.
I'll be there.
Oh, you're going to MC, aren't you?
I am MC.
With Honey Harris?
Yep.
That's going to be interesting. I should come by just to see the... two of you working in tandem together. So anyway, it's OK Day tomorrow. Call 946-1000. It's totally free unless you buy food or something, or if you go to a vendor, buy something, that's your problem. I need a drink of water.
Music on the Hill at St. John's College. It's a concert series that are on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 at the athletic field of St. John's College, right on Camino Cruz Blanca. It runs through July, and this coming Wednesday, July 11th, it's Ramon Bermudez. He is his music is called Nuevo Santa Fe, and you can picnic there, and there's beverages and food available and all sorts of things.
It's free.
But there's no pets allowed.
Wednesday at 6 o'clock on the athletic field.
Yep.
So, yeah, that sounds terrific. Music on the Hill.
And sponsored by KSFR and the New Mexican and all sorts of other people. Los Alamos National Bank, St. John's. There we have it. Go ahead.
Today at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, we're having a Santa Fe Summer Show. It's an annual exhibition of fine art, contemporary design, and other stuff, 11 to 6. There are 1615B, as in Bad Boy, Paseo de Peralta. You got to pay to get in. Also, a play that keeps eluding me is Kiss of the Spider Woman. It continues this weekend at the Playhouse. I apologize. I, I have a great record for seeing theater, but I've missed a couple of things, and I'm going to try my best to get there, but I don't know. But it's playing over at the Playhouse, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, I think at 2 p.m. Sunday matinee, 142 East of Vargas Street, 988-4262. Also, tonight is Friday Night Blues, and maybe that depresses you. So go and dance. You can dance to blues music from 9 to 11:30 p.m. at Studio East, which is on Camino del Monte Sol, which is off of Canyon Road. 9 o'clock, 920-0330, very cheap to get in. Or Scottish Country Dance over at the Old Odd Fellows Hall on Cerritos Road near Cordova, 7:30 p.m. Very cheap to get in, and that includes a lesson. Show up for your lesson at 7:30, 983-4002.
Hey, how about Poets Night on Tuesday, the 10th of July at Collected Works Bookstore, 7 o'clock, Aaron Abeta and Susan Tishy. Aaron Abeta won the 2002 American Book Award and the 1998 Colorado Book Award. You're nodding. You know the work?
No, I'm glad the guy won some awards.
Oh, okay. Blends contrasting rhythms of the Anderson, English and Spanish languages, and in any case, we can have a long blurb about it, but in any case, it's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night at the July 10th at Collected Works Bookstore.
Hey, let's go out with this girl in Tucson, Arizona. She spent so much of her life, she didn't have a job. She spent so much of her life entering every contest she could, and she won every one of them. She always got something. She got luggage. She got free passes to fitness center. She got vacations. She got a little TV.
Was she able to live off of that?
No, she was unemployed. It was one of the, I mean, it was terrible, but she won everything. I was just thinking about that guy winning those awards. I ought to enter more contests. Hey, here's something for you. Fortune, the rise and fall of the Small Fortune Cookie Factory is the Theater Grotesco show that continues through July at 515 Cerritos Road, the former Healy Matthews building. 5 o'clock shows on Saturday, 5 o'clock shows on Sunday, 8 o'clock shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No show Friday. Phone number? 474-8400. And Wise Fool New Mexico, as you mentioned earlier, just briefly, has Bust, a workshop performance Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the James A. Little New Mexico School for the Deaf. So there's a little bit of theater if you have those two things. There's a couple of operas still going on, like La Boheme and what's that other one? Cosi Fan Tutti. So they're still playing up at the opera if you're into that stuff. That's north of town.
And Platé and Daphne and Tia Mirror of Soul.
Yeah, those haven't opened yet.
Ah, they haven't opened yet.
Daphne opens next week.
Okay.
Remember Marilyn Monroe? No, Daphne was Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot. Oh, Daphne, you're so funny. They dressed up like girls, and they got into the girls' locker room and all that. That was fun. Joe Hayes, storytelling.
There's a word for you in Spanish. Incorrigible.
I thought you were going to say malcriado. Joe Hayes, Southwest Storytelling, 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Wheelwright. Joe tells terrific stories outside of a teepee. It's for kids of all ages, including you if you're 92. There's no charge. It's at Museum Hill. Wheelwright is up at Museum Hill, 704 Camino Lejo. The bus goes there. It's not too far to walk if it's a nice night. 982-4636. I'm going to go interview Joe today for a story that will run in Paso Tiempo later in the summer. Meanwhile, I have to remind you, the Santa Fe Artist Market is indeed going strong. It used to be over in the rail yard, but now they're at the Casa Solana Shopping Center on Alameda Street, 901 West Alameda Street, Saturday, 9 to 2, no charge. And the Santa Fe Wine Festival is going to take place this weekend at El Rancho de las Golondrinas, 334 Los Pinos Road, down south, near the old Downs racetrack. You can purchase and sample various wines from 15 wineries. There's foods, there's arts and crafts, there's burros, there's colonials dressed up as tourists, or people dressed up as colonials to show you what life was like back then in the 1940s and all that. It starts at noon and goes to 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Wine fest at night, that would be fun. Do not drink and drive. Please get somebody to take you home or call a taxi. Here's a phone number, 471-2261.
You know, there's a lot of places I've been where when a group of people goes out, one of them is the designated driver and they don't drink.
I know, I never do.
What is wrong with that?
There's
that
nothing
is
wrong
so
with it.
Not hard to do.
It's not hard to do. I always try to find somebody like that, too.
Hey, how about this? July 10th, I guess that's Monday, there's a movie co-written and directed by Bud Ryan, who is a local Santa Fe activist. It's called Hiroshima, Repentance and Renewal, and it screens at 7 o'clock at the Commons at 2300 West Alameda, sponsored by the Green Party. And on July 11th, I guess that's Tuesday, there will be an anti-war resolution before the Santa Fe City Council. much going on in that whole department.
And you mentioned earlier today, but for those that just tuned in to hear me, that the Alive and Silent auctions that take part as part of CCA's annual photo auction is Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Where at? CCA. At the Munoz Waxman Gallery, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. You've got to pay to get in. Check out ccasantafe.org or call 982-1338. And you chatted with them earlier today.
We did indeed.
You also talked with Representative Udall, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And about this one, I saw this movie yesterday on DVD, Maxed Out. It's about debt of all kinds, not only credit card debt. And it's a great movie. It's a documentary, very intelligently done. There was a similar movie on the same subject by Danny Schechter, but this one has a whole different feel. It's a little more serious. It's a little more, goes into some more depth. They're both good.
It makes me afraid to have a credit card.
Well, if you can't handle a credit card, you shouldn't have one.
Well, that's why I have eight. On Sunday, the Artisans Flea Market takes place at the Santa Fe Brewing Company at Fireplace, 10 to 3. That day, Javier Sierra signs copies of his book, The Lady in Blue, 5 p.m., Garcia Street Books. This is Sunday. Joe Hayes again, 7 o'clock, Sunday night, free, Wheelwright. Joe Tragut, the NMMA Curator of 20th Century Art, and author of the book, The Art of New Mexico, How the West is Won, O-N-E, is going to sign copies of his book in conjunction with the collection over at the New Mexico Museum of Art, 5 o'clock on Sunday at the New Mexico Museum of Art, 107 West Palace Avenue.
Hey, did I say July 10th was a Monday?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a
yeah,
Tuesday.
We changed it since you started.
Okay.
You know what's happening Monday night? Comfort Zone Lecture Series.
I was just going to announce it, but you go ahead.
Coco Fusco in conjunction with Comfort Zone, the Santa Fe Art Institute's current group show. Coco's going to give a lecture, 6 o'clock, Monday. Where at? Santa Fe Art Institute. Where's that? College of Santa Fe.
And we're going to have them on Monday also, talking about
great
about this at 8:30 on the show.
Tipton Hall, 6 o'clock Monday.
And she, it's actually, she invited a group of women to join her at a training camp run by former U.S. Army interrogators on interrogation tactics. So it's about interrogation and specifically female interrogators.
Huh. I tell them everything they want to know. The Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series is continuing.
What would they ask you?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to go find out. They'd have to tie me in a chair and do terrible things to me. But Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series Monday night. Bill Hearn and the Roadhouse Review is teaming up with South by Southwest for some honky-tonk. 6 o'clock at the Plaza Monday night. Go dance. Meanwhile, Tuesday night, as you mentioned earlier, the Santa Fe Desert Chorale's 25th Anniversary Summer Festival kicks off with great cathedral music, Endless Wonder. And there's music by a lot of people whose names I can't pronounce, but Frank Martin's in there, so I'll mention him. 8 o'clock at Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi, which is down at Cathedral Place. You got to pay to get in. Call the Lenzik, 988-1234, and Craig Smith wrote about it in today's Pasa Tiempo.
And did you talk about the Desert Chorale concert?
I haven't gotten there yet, but go ahead.
Tuesday at the Cathedral. Here, you talk about it. You have the paper in front of you. I don't.
That's the thing I just mentioned.
You just said the whole thing.
I just said everything.
Okay. Tonight
a
gig.
That's exactly what I thought.
I'm sorry.
Women don't listen to men either.
Tonight a gig.
happens every week.
Bruce Dunlap has put together an electric guitar band called The Bots, featuring John Rangel on organ, Luis Guerra, and Diego Arancon on drums. And that coincides with the annual Ice Cream Antisocial, featuring Tara's organic ice cream and all sorts of things. And that is tonight at 8 o'clock at Gig. There's a suggested donation. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8.
Wait a minute. What do you mean ice cream antisocial?
That's what I'm just reading what's in front of me.
I thought it was an ice cream social. You get around, you have some hot fudge sundae, you chat with somebody, bat your eyes at them.
Yeah, but if you're surrounded by antisocial guitar players and they want to have an antisocial ice cream antisocial, then I'm just going to read it aloud on the air.
I don't know. If they're antisocial, I wouldn't go here and play. Alex Richards is going to sign copies of her book, Back Talk, about a 16-year-old girl. 5 o'clock on Tuesday at the Garcia Street Books, 376 Garcia Street. That night, Desiree Mays speaks about opera unveiled this season at the Santa Fe Opera. So if you're curious about all these operas we mentioned, Pathé, Desiree,
Desiree is
Santa Fe.
Is the one who wrote the book.
Oh, Desiree.
And she's great. We did a whole opera series with her on this program.
Desiree Mays. Talking about the opera on Monday night. 7 o'clock at Vista Grande Public Library in El Dorado. So you got to drive out to El Dorado, but it's free.
Hey, how about Nacho Mendez tonight at El Farol? Did you read that one already, too?
No, you'll go ahead.
That's tonight at El Farol, and the show starts at 9:30. And Nacho Mendez and her new salsa band, Cheverendongo, will be featured at the Summer Scene on the Plaza next Wednesday.
Excellent. On Tuesday night on the Plaza, by the way, we're going to have the Clan Tinker Family Circus at 6 o'clock. They're going to be doing antics, which is just about as good as Monkey Shines, if you ask me. Meanwhile, if you're looking for something to do on Wednesday, we usually work through these calendars. What do you call it when you go in chronological order?
It's called doing it in chronological order.
Well, anyway, in terms of the dates in the week, it's... helps to do that. Michael Yates is going to be discussing and signing.
Except when I start talking about adoption days and all things that are totally out of order. But we have to, it's because it's for the kitties.
That's right. Kitties and puppies. Michael Yates discusses and talks about his book, Cheap Motels and a Hot Plate, an economist travelogue, 5 o'clock on Wednesday at Garcia Street Books.
And we're going to have him on the air that morning.
Now, what do you know about cheap motels and hot plates?
I don't know. I haven't read the book yet. But I will have read it by Wednesday when he's on this show.
You ain't never been in a cheap motel?
Oh, I've been. Have you ever heard of that motel? There's a motel on one of the county roads in Texas called the It'll Doom Motel.
Uh-huh. Tucson had No-Tail Motel.
Mm.
And I ain't telling.
What happened there?
Waitresses from the bar used to like to bring me there. I like the art on the walls. I got some of that stuff in my house. Santa Fe Clay Summer Slide Lecture Series. Beverly Maieri, M-A-Y-E-R-I, I apologize if I mispronounce it, 7 o'clock Wednesday, free, Santa Fe Clay in the Rail Yard. That's also the evening you already mentioned that St. John's has music on the hill. Now, here's something for you. Thursday night, Art Santa Fe is having a vernissage. Do you know what that is?
What's a vernissage?
I was asking you because you always have the dictionary handy. This is a gala preview, reception and champagne buffet celebrating the opening of the Biennial Contemporary Art Exhibit. At 5 to 8 p.m. at El Museo Cultural Thursday night. What's happening at El Museo Cultural? That's also the evening that David Margulies' drama, Collected Stories, opens at the Santa Fe Playhouse with Janelle Arison and Bree Merklin, a two-character play. I've read it. I did a previous story, which will run in next Friday's Pasa Jambo. That's the next drama opening at the Playhouse. It's an independent production, and that will be Thursday night, 983-7330 is the phone number. Starts Thursday. Collected Stories. Also, the Socrates Cafe, which you and I keep threatening to go to, but somehow we get tied up with Plato and that other guy. What's his name? Aristotle? Those three guys always mix me up. Remember when they teamed up and did those slapstick comedies at Columbia in the 1940s and were in pie fights? The Socrates Cafe.
Socrates is the main character in Plato's writing. All we know about Plato is through Socrates.
Are they alive?
In the souls of the people who continue to read them.
Which is why they're having a philosophical discussion 7 o'clock Thursday night at Borders, 500 Montezuma Avenue. It's free. The Socrates Cafe. I love that term. At the Socrates Cafe, right here in Santa Fe. That's also the night that we're having Conversations to Remember. I'm glad somebody reminded me. 7 o'clock at the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum. Branding the Native Artist. What does it cost to be famous? That's the title of the lecture, which does sound very interesting. Artist Tammy Garcia and Leroy Garcia will be speaking. It's pretty cheap. What time is it?
Oh, it's 8:58. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Hey, did you mention that Mayor David Koss and the Santa Fe City Council invite you to the 2007 State of the City Address?
No.
At Thursday, July 12th at 6 o'clock at the Southside Library on Jaguar Drive.
I didn't know that. I wasn't invited.
Well, you are invited. I just invited you. The whole city is invited. Everybody who lives here is invited. Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it was refrescating.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts. And You're looking great, Robert.
Well, thanks. I'm looking over there at those people eating their eggs.
Yeah, well, eggs are a good thing. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. I know, but I'm talking to our listeners, some of whom may be from out of town, and they have just found 90.7 FM, and they're saying, wow, I'm going to do all those great things that Robert Knott told me to do this week.
They are.
KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org, and we are podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. Yes, I mean, I've had people come up after the show and say, you know, I figure out what to do this weekend by listening to Robert Knott.
That's pretty good. They come up to me after the show and say, get him.
Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta. By the way, my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can write to me there, and I try to answer all emails. If I haven't, please forgive me. I get so many emails that I cannot always keep up. Robert Knott, have a wonderful weekend.
You too, lady. I'll chronologically see you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Hasta la vista. Ciao.